Hiawatha Locker Room Chat continues here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, and we're now joined by Red Hawks boys basketball coach, that is Gary Smith. Coach, you saw one of the best teams in 3A on Tuesday night, and Blue Jays certainly one of the best, no doubt. 54-24, they get the win. You know, take us through that one a little bit, and just what you take away from it.
Well, you know, of course, seeing them over the years, I knew what they had and knew what they brought to the table for sure. You know, I thought defensively we did some things that, you know, slowed them up a little bit, but, you know, still boiled down. We were needing to score the ball a lot more than what we did. And used to be if you hold a team in the 50s, you're going to have a chance. But we just struggled, you know, scoring the ball. And, it, you know, they're long and athletic and defend well. And the end result, it was just tough.
Let's talk about some of the players that have stepped up for you here this year so far. I know I really like what I've seen from Cameron Boswell, one of the better shooters in this league. Last time had you guys on the air, about 40% from downtown. You know, guys like David Keough, long, lanky, you know, Morton as well inside, you know, seem to be playing well for you. Just talk about those three and what you've seen from them so far.
Well, you know, they're, you know, like Boswell, he's young, but, you know, he's got such a passion for the game and spends a lot of time working on his game, and, you know, obviously developed into a real nice shooter, and you know, we're sure fortunate enough to have him, and, you know, he's going to grow as he gets older, you know, as far as in his abilities and what he brings to the table. And, you know, the two big guys, they're high energy guys, and, you know, the effort's good, is always good, and they're trying, and they like to be coached, and they listen, and, you know, I put a lot of pressure, I know, on them, and you know, I demand a lot out of them, but it's sure not that they don't give the effort, you know, they're always trying to do what you're asking them to.
And you make the road trip to Jefferson West on Friday. The Tigers, they are coming off a pretty big loss to Royal Valley on Tuesday. How do you see this one kind of squaring up on Friday night at Jeff West?
You know, it sounds like they're, you know, improved from a year ago. A year ago, they were awful young and you know, inadequate in some areas, but, you know, they're done a lot better job this year and have played a lot better. And, you know, I saw last night they didn't, you know, do as well, but they're going to be improved and going down there. And, you know, it sounds like they shoot the three a lot. And, you know, anytime you shoot three a lot, and you know, sometimes that can be tough for you, and then sometimes it can help you. So I guess we go down there and they shoot it real well, it could be really tough. And we're hoping that, you know, we can slow that up a little bit and get some things done.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us. Red Hawks getting set for their trip to Jefferson West on Friday night. Another battle inside the Big 7. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday.
All right. Thank you.